side and the pump.
Oh, yeah.
Why do we have two different microphones?
They're going to be used for different purposes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was actually, so it's in the microphone array data, and it was like pilot data, and then headset data. Different groups want different types of sound.
What was the difference? Yeah, the difference. The agenda for this meeting is we'll initially have the prototype presentation by our two designers, and then we will evaluate it given the criteria that that we gave it, and talk about our finances, whether we were under or over our budget. I have a spreadsheet where we can calculate our prices for every aspect of what we've made, given our options, and evaluate the product as a group.
Okay.
And so first we'll have the prototype presentation. Do you need the PowerPoint?
Yeah, I've just got a few slides.
All right, sure.
Thank you.
You have a number 10 button.
Oh, that was a mistake, wasn't it? Right, we all agree. Take that one off. Sorry. I was in charge of the numbers. And this is just that we've got like 11 and 12. So, little plus.
So, 1 plus 1.
You go 1,
3,
or something.
Oh, because of plus button?
You go 1, 3, yeah.
Oh, okay, I've never heard of that kind of before.
Well, we just thought we have all the numbers here, so we wanted something representative of numbers larger than 10.
Yeah. Because if you, on your average remote, if you press 1 twice, you just go to, say you wanted channel 12, you press 1, and then you go to channel 1, and then 2, then you just go to channel 2 instead of 12.
Oh,
so if
it's
like 1 plus 2.
Would you have to go 0 plus 1 if you want to go to channel 1 or 2?
No. That's why we have all these numbers. These numbers all work and translate up to 9.
Yeah, but I mean, if you press it, it'll go to that channel right away.
Yeah.
Because you have to press the plus afterwards.
Oh, the plus is only for if you're going past the number 9.
Yeah, I know, but if I want to go to, say, number, it's like 65, channel 65. If I press the 6, it'll go to channel 6, and then I'll press the plus, and then it'll go to 6, and then hit the 5, and it'll go to
65. When you press the plus first, we haven't pressed. I would have thought you pressed the plus first, and then 65, but she said it's plus.
I wouldn't have thought it would be a problem that it went to channel 6, but on the way to channel 65.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah,
but I was just wondering, as long as we realize that's what we'll do.
There's a delay on remotes, I think, where you it's like a 5-second input time,
if
so as long as you hit that.
Yeah, that.
It should be fine.
Yeah.
As long as it's not a big pause between two buttons.
Yeah.
So on the top there is volume and
Channel, which
channel
is
at volume up. Okay, cool.
You could just
See,
see
do
it
like that without
yeah.
thinking about it, right?
Yeah.
Where's the power button?
It's in the middle
It's
of
the big
the
off.
Oh,
So it's just like
Yeah. It's all
Wait, that
accessible with like taking half off the remote.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went for like a circular design for the numbers because we thought that was kind of a more natural movement than just going like that with your thumb.
Oh, okay.
Ergonomics are all considered.
Ergonomics,
Yeah.
definitely ergonomics.
It might actually help with the repetitive stress injury
It could cause
as well.
another type of
Okay.
But yeah, no, it's a different movement, so
Yeah.
yeah. And the feel of it, I mean, we've made this out of Play-Doh, which is representing the, you know,
The
the rubber,
sponge.
Yeah.
the spongy rubberness. Because it was said before in the material specification that this anti-RSI materials often used in stress balls, so this has got, you know, a bit of give to it and
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit of a stress ball feel.
Yeah, feel it yourself.
Yes.
Help it
My
to
word.
your
Good.
hand.
My goodness. There you go.
Nice. Have you?
Yes.
Do
Just
you?
me?
Oh, it's nice. Oh, I think I killed the fly. I did. I killed some more. Oh, God.
Okay, as the colors are represented with a limited range of
Oh.
colors for
Oh,
this
yeah.
prototype,
Yeah.
but we're thinking that seeing as we're having it in interchangeable casing anyway, that this is not necessarily a representation of the true colors that we would necessarily use or the combination. And we're thinking to carry on with the fruit and vegetable theme, the color combination just to be named after different fruit, like
Oh,
vanilla, it
right.
could be black and yellow, watermelon, or green, or vanilla might be the most popular if it just blends in more subtle cream instead
Yeah.
of the others
Which
are all a
one?
bit garish.
I think like vanilla and banana would.
Banana is more representative of our color scheme, like the company, the yellow and black.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that for corporate identity, that would probably be the most strength. I mean, watermelon, you know, probably appealing
Kind
to
of
the,
Christmas, you know.
yeah,
Yeah.
seasonal. Apple green, brown, more kind of trendy, you know,
Yeah.
khaki.
The pomegranate's kind of girly and funky, kind of, and
Cool.
then the vanilla's more for the more sophisticated customers.
Yeah.
Doesn't affect them with all decor.
Okay. Yeah, we thought of the components. It was definitely a focus of ergonomics and just a single handheld device. I mean, you don't need to use both hands. One hand to hold this and type in with the other, you can just use your thumb.
Yeah.
As we said, the rubber's probably used for comfort and anti-RSI. That's about it.
All right, thank you very much. Good work,
Wow.
everyone. All right. And so now that we have a prototype, we need to go over the finances and see if this prototype matches what our budget can handle. So I have something I'm going to. Oh, wait, do you need to do a presentation first?
Another order goes in.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that out for a second.
Yep. No worries.
Oh yeah, sorry, you're
No
right.
worries.
Evaluation criteria is this paper.
Hello. Okay. Come on, my computer. Sorry, my computer's giving me technical difficulties.
Just press
Can
that
you
on
press
function
something?
again.
Customer Devash.
And then again, I think. One more time.
Oh, still not there.
Yeah.
Okay, now I think for this one, I could, you guys prefer to use the whiteboard or maybe I'll just do it on right on the screen where you can see it. We're gonna be doing an evaluation report together based on the prototype that we just seen. And looking back at my notes from our with our conceptual and our functional meetings, I made a list of what our original requirements and goals were, back to our kickoff meeting this morning. And we'll evaluate as to whether we've done what we set out to do. And we're gonna do it on a 1 to 7 scale, where 1 is true and 7 is false. So basically, the lower the points, the better. Okay, so question number 1. Is the remote, whoops, sorry. Oh, I'm not gonna, I'll do it on the whiteboard, I can't change it. So I'm gonna ask you to push it down once.
Okay.
I'll write down our scores. Okay, so number 1. Do we have a fancy look and feel?
Feel, I think. We've been quite successful with the rubber coating.
The look is a little bit more playful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on your definition of fancy, but it's definitely different.
Oh, definitely different,
yeah.
I think the colour has a lot to do with it. I mean, the colours we were given for making the prototype aren't the colours that I think we would have necessarily chosen. It's not the kind of
you
at all
red and black.
Red, black and yellow and orange.
Yes. And we don't want to go for black because in most remote controls are black and red, so we want to stand out that way.
But if you can imagine that in like as just a, maybe a kind of pale metallic-y finish or something. Well, I need notes for rubber. You can visualize this in nice colours. I think it would look
Yeah. I like the potato look. Fruit or vegetable depends on your mood.
Totally.
So I myself would say a 1 or 2.
Yeah. I would say 2.
I'd say 2, I think.
For the
fanciness.
Yeah.
1 being true. So.
I had 2.
2? Okay. that's just making it confusing. Okay, so question number 2 was, is it technologically innovative? So I know we have the kinetic energy, which is very innovative.
Yeah,
and the use of the rubber.
The use of the rubber,
the
use
anti-RSI.
Of
the
LED.
Yeah. The LED use isn't particularly innovative, and we don't have any scroll buttons, it's all push buttons, there's no LCD control, so if we're thinking about the rest of the market.
Yeah.
It's sort of probably halfway in some aspects. It is.
Yeah, I think
it's 3.
And I think it's tough to say because we don't want it to be more innovative than this because then
yeah,
we want to defeat the purpose. So I will put 3, but I think we actually reached our goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't want it anymore than that. Okay, question number 3. Will it be easy to use?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, can't really get confused with that.
No,
I mean, we have to work out the number.
The plus
the
numbers.
Pluses. Yeah, the ones that's figured out.
Yeah, I'm turning on.
Number 4, is this a good looking remote? Remember that 75% of users find most remote controls ugly.
Again, I think the color comes into this.
Yeah, color will definitely be a factor.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the logo could be smaller.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe not such a prominent way.
But
maybe like at the bottom.
But
the
management said that it had to be prominent.
Well, it just had to be on there, I guess.
Yeah.
Not touch it.
It's time for 3 again. I was just wondering if it should be like flatter.
I suppose I've got quite a
big. I like the appeal of it being like a big glob.
Yeah, but you know what I just thought of then, right? Where's the place set in your living room? Is it not going to fall off?
Maybe it's the bottom is just sort of flat.
Yeah, the bottom
and the rest
like,
is like
chopped a bit.
But then
around.
It would fit as comfortably as you know.
Oh, that's true.
It would still be comfortable.
It
could
get
handled.
It could be on the bottom, so you wouldn't loop, like if it's flat here, so it sits up.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, that would be nice.
I fall over all the time.
If it's weighted, maybe.
Because details. Hey, we're done designing.
Okay, so is this a good looking remote? We want to show it off to our friends.
You would though, because it's more interesting than other
Yeah.
I think it was another color and it was like, I think it'd look okay, maybe two.
I mean, I
I'd
get
put something
that
over that rather than like your average
Yeah.
plain old
Yeah.
remote like that, but definitely in another color. I'm not happy with those colors.
Okay, so should we say two for that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Question number five. What will people be willing to spend €25 on this product? Remember that 80% of users were willing to spend more money when remote control looked fancy.
I think we have to market it in the right way, though.
Yeah.
Just say that it is simplistic so people can just see it and think, this is so simplistic, I don't want
Yeah.
to spend €25. We have to market
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Market a lot of this.
And the kinetic
The
energy
kinetic energy
Yeah.
shifter style leaf.
Durable.
So, you know, those would be fairly old.
No, I guess I don't know much about the remote control industry and how much your average sells for.
But you're a marketing expert.
I know, I am.
I think they're about $10. That's right. About $10.
But you don't have to buy batteries, so in the long term, this can actually save you
Yeah.
money
Oh,
to market those.
exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think with a good marketing scheme and the personalization options.
Yeah, I would give it a two star.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, number six, can someone read out?
Does this prototype match the operating behavior of the average user?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was mainly the
Yeah.
I think it does.
Oh,
Statistics
yeah.
as well.
Yeah, because the most accessible buttons are the volume and the channel
Yeah.
changing, and
Yeah.
it's just you don't have to think about it. You don't have to look down to find them. They're clearly there, easy to use.
Yep.
Yeah. I guess
So.
I think the keyword there is average, because there were some people that used the video input and sound and stuff,
Yeah.
but they're not you and I really, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Number seven. Heather, can you push it down? Will this remote control be easy to find when lost? Remember that 50% of users lose their remote regularly. That was
We have
kind of
the
the
alarm system.
Is the alarm system still, is it implemented?
Yeah, when you press the alarm system, the lights.
Yeah, lights on and will flash as well, but I mean,
I don't like
it's
it.
not obvious from the outside that that's gonna happen.
It'll
Because you
kick in
can't
when it has to again.
particularly
I thought
see
the light
the
from the
alarm.
inside was
Yeah,
gonna light
the light, it will.
Or
was
But
it make
when the
noise?
alarm's not, yeah, if you
This button makes a noise, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It turns into a duck and starts quacking.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Awesome.
That would be
If it was having an alarm system, I mean, when it lights up as well, I mean, it could light up when the alarm went.
Yeah.
But if it was hidden underneath the cushion or something, there wouldn't be any point. So you can't see the alarm, but it would light
It would
up.
have to be in
I thought
the
you could just make noise.
Yeah,
Yeah, because
alarm.
someone
You
could
can't
just read
see
it.
an alarm inside.
Would
Just
you say
the
it on
alarm
the speaker of
system
the
itself.
latch or something?
Okay.
Well, you just explained why it's not on the project. But
Yeah,
yeah, it'll be
yeah.
next. So
Oh,
we could
okay.
say that
Yeah. Sorry.
we could give it a one, because compared to every other remote ever made, this one will be easier to find.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Heather.
No problem.
Question number eight. Will it be easy to learn how to use this remote when brand new? Remember that 34% of users usually found it difficult. So
Totally.
it has to be, yeah, see, they'll pick it
So
up and they'll know what to do.
the plus
The plus thing
Well,
has to be.
once that's written down on the page, that
Yeah.
will be really simple.
Yeah, I think just because we've decided to reduce it down to the basic buttons, I think that in
Yeah.
itself makes it so
Does it
much
make more
easier for
sense
them to
for
use.
the middle one to be just an enter button? So then you would have to push two buttons every time, at least.
Yeah, since it's like channel six,
That
six,
kind of
enter.
annoys Halo when it's 0 6 and you have to press it. I don't
But
know
we don't
why.
have to press zero.
You can just press six, enter.
Oh, okay.
And
And
then
then
all
on
twelve
12 to
is
enter
an
and
All right,
yeah.
die.
Yeah, I think that's probably more straightforward getting
Yeah. Okay, so we can
I
we'll say
think
yes, it's
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh.
Question number nine, will minimize the effects of RSI, which was repeated strain injury, which affected over a quarter of users.
I think so. It's like right in the
But if you're a
Your
software
thumb might get a little
Yeah,
bit.
that's
Yeah,
what I'm
I don't think it will.
We may have to do some more research into
Yeah.
other strain injuries that we don't
Biology.
know about.
But it is soft.
It's soft.
And that's kind of what
And
the
people
PowerPoint slide thing said would be good for
Yeah.
Yeah.
RSI, so
I don't
maybe
know
it
what other
is, but I
options
think we
there
get
are.
Yeah.
That's true.
Cause I mean, if only you're left-handed, do you use your index finger. But there's not really any other options unless it's like a keyboard. So
yeah.
I think we did as much as we can with remote control.
Yeah.
So one or two, do you think?
I think two.
Okay. Okay, number 10, did we somehow incorporate the company color and logo?
Yes, we did.
Now, is the color going to be there even if it's like vanilla? Is the yellow?
We can't really do that because, for example, on the banana thing, we can't have it as being yellow.
Mm-hmm.
It won't stand right. So it's not always going to be the same color.
It sounds like a color something that we want.
Yeah, the colors are yellow and gray.
Gray, yeah.
So it could be gray on the banana one.
Yeah, it could be gray.
Yeah.
I mean, the yellow is ugly though.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't.
So if you want to talk to our executive managers and see if we can get away with just the upper.
I think this is the fact that we've been least successful in the
front of the team. Have some color, I think that's great, and it wouldn't be that expensive to have a little bit of metal.
That was balance in the middle. So do you think that's number 3 then?
Four?
Well, I don't.
But we have good reasons for it, so maybe we can stop there. 4?
Okay.
Okay, and final question. Do we stay true to our motto and put the fashion into electronics? Current trends of fruits and veggies desire for sponginess.
I would say so.
Following that briefing, we just.
But maybe more like 2, because there's no like pictures of fruit, it's just sort of naming it by a fruit.
Yeah.
Like the color scheme names and stuff.
No, are the plates interchangeable?
Yeah.
They are. So you can have banana and kiwi.
Yeah.
Okay,
so that's something that's kind of in the making too. Like maybe it'll become more.
That's fashionable in itself, kind of interchangeable plates.
Mm-hmm.
I think one. Well, that was a brief.
I think if somebody saw that and said, what was that inspired from? I don't know if you'd instantly say, mango.
Yeah. Maybe if it was scented.
Oh, yeah. There we go. That was great.
Yeah, we have money for that. All right, so based on this evaluation, do we average them out?
Yes, we do. So what was I going to put for that? 2 for fashion?
I would say 2.
Yeah.
Okay, so our average there are 5, 6, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 19, 21, divided by 11.
1.9?
Yeah.
I don't know
what this means. Between 1 and 2.
Between 1 and 2.
Okay.
So that is pretty easy.
Yeah, that's very good. It's now I just need that 1.
Alright.
It seemed like that.
Yeah, because we have 4 to bring down.
Okay.
I think it should be more around 2.
Yeah.
We have an online calculator.
I'm attempting to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, it is 1.9.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Well, that's excellent.
Now with that over and done with, our next step is to see if we are under budget. And my computer's frozen. And it's not. So in our shared folder, if everyone could go there right now,
sorry.
I'm going to
still
give.
Is that the project?
It's an Excel file of
production cost.
Yeah. Deduction cost. And I have to access that as well. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so far I've added what I think. What is going on? Great. It's blinking at me. Locked for ending. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna open up a second one then. is locked for editing. I have the original in my but you look out.
Or is it locked because I'm in it?
I
think
don't
it just means that we can't add any more to it now. Have you completed it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I was hoping that you guys could.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. So we need to tally up how much our product will be costing. So you can look up at the screen, live screen. I guess looking at your own too and telling you which one you think. Okay, we're using Kinetic, which is quite a large expense, like 3 euros.
Yeah.
We're using a regular chip.
Yeah.
It's curved, it's double curved,
double
so it's curved all around, it's another 3, we're already at 5. We're using plastic and rubber.
Yeah.
So, I think plastic is free.
What's the installation
quantity? Yeah. I guess we should do it just for one kind.
Yeah.
So it's like special color, we'll have 2 colors, right?
Yeah.
Well, one color for the case, one color for the buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, we have push button interface. So that's expensive. And we have a special color for the button. And we also have a special form. And special material. Which puts us just barely in the budget. Hooray!
Congratulations!
Yeah. Good work, guys. So, our operating cost is 12.20 euros. Awesome. And back to our PowerPoint. So, okay. Yes, we are. So we need to do a project evaluation again, which is probably a different extension
of the actual project rather than the product.
Yeah.
Hmm.
A project. It is, yeah.
Yeah, because we're talking
so
about
how
team.
We actually went on about doing it.
Yeah. All right. So, do you guys feel like there was room for creativity?
I think we were pushed
for creativity.
I mean, we weren't really given the last time or
all
the
materials.
Yeah, to go about our design tasks. So
yeah.
I think we could have done with a bit more time.
Yeah. Okay, so are you like, need more time and materials?
Yeah.
But you were allowed creativity.
Yeah.
I think so. It was like, but you were supposed to.
Yeah, and like conceptual and functional. Like, we were very creative in coming up with an idea, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we just limited by resources.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
okay.
If we had decided to use the LCD screen and, like, solar power backup and everything, we would have, you know, sort of filled that, so that did limit
creativity.
Just.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Pretty much I did.
Leadership? Is this me being like, guys, do you like me?
Good leadership. I think we stayed on task.
Yeah,
yeah.
We did. Seeing as we've come out with what we intended, a product within the budget, I think that's a sign of good leadership. And also our personal coach helped us along the way. So,
yeah.
You know.
And the timing was good. We never were pushed for time or sat around doing nothing. So.
Yeah.
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 I think we are well suited to our roles.
Yeah.
All right, how are our means? We needed more Play-Doh colors.
Yeah, and more Play-Doh, because that was all the red we had. So
yeah,
if we wanted to make a bigger thing,
so
we're making it.
Okay.
Anything else was satisfactory? Is that
the computer programs we read?
Yeah, it could be really straightforward. Yeah, I think the only thing was having to remember to, you know, to, okay, so
yeah.
I think I was the only one who struggled with that.
I'm actually not sure if I've saved my presentation.
Yeah.
They'll probably still be there.
New ideas found, I don't really know what that means.
Well, I think we've all learned stuff from each other, like,
Through discussion.
Yeah. Not each different, but, so, got new ideas from each other.
Yeah, actually, new ideas found. Yeah, well, I guess we really, we bounced off of each other, which was cool.
Yeah.
Like, based on marketing stuff, and we'd say something about interface, and,
Yeah.
And we were able to modify each other's ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Different with our areas of expertise.
Yeah, that's really
Oh, is that smart materials, by the way?
Sorry?
Is that smart materials?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did it come to that? I don't know if we counted that, no.
Okay, well, that achieved. Our last slide is our closing slide. Yes, our costs are within the budget.
Yes.
It's evaluated generally positively.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget to complete final questionnaire and meeting summary. Then we celebrate in such a way that I have no idea.
Okay, brilliant.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.